All right, can I? Yeah. What happens is that the golden, silver, copper, and iron has their fixed timing. Yeah? But when we come to the little time of the iron and the little time of the golden, which is the diamond age, that's the only time when everybody has their own pace and time, awakening. It's exactly like midnight is midnight and midday is midday, a.m. and p.m. But in between, somebody wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but somebody else is sleeping at 3 o'clock. And the other wakes up at 7 o'clock, but the other one is still sleeping at 7 o'clock. But when the day starts and action starts, it doesn't wait for anyone. So similarly, that's the only time in the world cycle which is individual, waking up and sleeping. But otherwise, golden age, silver age, copper age, and iron age has its fixed time. Doesn't wait for anyone. Yes? No. Everybody has their own time. Yes. Yes. But when the transformation takes place, we all return back home one time. Yes, yes. The return journey. But the dying and taking birth, everybody has their personal cycles. So it's like a huge unlimited cycle, and then there are tiny little cycles of individuals. You know? No, it doesn't close, it transforms. Doesn't close, it never closes and opens. It transforms from night to day and from day to night. Yeah. You see, what happens is that the whole cycle then repeats again. So it's like you took a movie, you watch that movie, it finishes, an actor even dies in there at the end of the story, but when you replay the whole thing, it's all again there. So it's like replaying. Second beat of the lesson. Can I continue now?
Yes.
All right. So we talked about the basic of the world cycle, how it works in its system and how it works in our individual lives, right? This is something very interesting where you might ask a question, where did we get all these facts and figures from? Yeah. You know? It's exactly like when you go to school, when we're in kindergarten, our teacher tells us it's 24 hours in a day and 60 minutes is one hour and 60 seconds is 1 minute and all that. Or in geography, our teacher tells us, UK's map is like this, and Africa is like this, and, Australia is like this. As a child, you would only accept. That's the first stage. Because your teacher told you, it's right. Second thing is faith. Yeah? You have faith in your teacher, you have faith in your parents, so you accept. How do you prove that this is your father? It's just faith, you know, that this is my father. It's a biological father. Similarly, some things we start with faith. And then slowly awareness comes. And then logic comes. When you grow, then you see Africa, you see the horn, and we say, oh yeah, this is the Horn of Africa. You know, this is the Cape of Africa. So similarly, this is the world map. Oh, I understand. This is Americas and this is Europe and this is Australasia. So all logic comes much, much later. All logic comes that how does the day work and how does the night work? Why does this happen? What rotates what? Everything comes much later with the maturity of ourselves. But till then, it's just faith. Here also, when you listen to the facts and figures, where did it come from was very interesting. But at that point, we're so young on this field that we just accept as faith, to be very honest. You know? And then slowly you mature, the soul matures, and there is clarity in the mind and the intellect through meditation, that slowly and slowly logic comes through. And it makes a lot of sense. But that also you must understand, that spirituality doesn't have a logic which is black and white. It's just experience. And individuals have to be experiencing that. So, now that you asked the question of time and duration, the second bit of the world cycle is that the whole cycle is of 5,000 years. 5,000 years. And in that 5,000 years, the equal squares are 4. So that duration is same. 1,250 years multiplied by 4. So it's 5,000 years. Is that right? And in that cycle, the duration of the diamond age is very small. There is no such timing. When you wake up, your diamond age starts. And when she steps in, her diamond age starts. But otherwise, we are into the iron age sleeping. So we are in that duration. That's why there is no such timing for the iron age. Whenever somebody wakes up, their diamond age starts. So, but it's a very short time of our life. So rejuvenation, purification, transformation, everything takes place in that little era, tiny little era. That's a beautiful, beautiful time in the world cycle. It's a time to earn. It's an earning time. And then the remaining golden age, silver age, copper age and iron age is to use it. Whatever I have recorded, it plays, or whatever I have earned, I use it in the cycle. You see? So, to earn, to record, to make effort, it's a very little time. But because it's diamond, it's very valuable. In other words, in short time, you can do a lot. It's so condensed. Then in the whole cycle, what you've earned, you're going to use it. From golden age till iron age. So, that is the whole cycle. Now, to be very honest, there is no literal records of 5,000 years in any history as such, black and white. But of course, if you research and research, you would definitely come across something like it is said that 3,000 years before Christ, there was heaven on earth. So, how many years for Christian religion? Approximately 2,000 years. So, Christian religion started in Copper Age. You go reverse 2,000 years and reverse plus 3,000, it's 5,000. So, these are just like very little, you know, facts and figures which are there. In the Hindu scriptures, they keep on mentioning the word kalpa, K-A-L-P-A, kalpa. Every kalpa, there is rejuvenation. Every kalpa, there is transformation. Every kalpa, I come. But what is interesting, nobody knows the duration of the kalpa. So it's like you would say, every year I come. Every year Christmas comes. But nobody knows what the duration of the year is. So kalpa, one kalpa is 5,000 years. That's the whole cycle. And of course, in that whole cycle of 5,000 years, we souls have taken many births. Not one or two, many births. But the beauty is in golden age, the lifespan is very, very long. People don't die easily. It's like 150 to 170 years of lifespan. 170 years of lifespan. Whereas now in Iron Age, possibly people can even live 40 years or 50 years, and people can die very quickly also. So what has happened is that Golden Age, because the nature, the body, the soul, everything was so pure, that the lifespan was great, but very less birth we were taking there. Slowly from Golden Age to Silver Age, the lifespan reduces little bit. Silver to copper, it reduces even more, and Iron Age extremely more. So it's like, the lifespan is like mosquitoes. You know, they just come, take birth and die quickly. So no richness of life. You know, human lives have become like mosquitoes. They born and they die. Look what is happening to our, you know, little babies in the war-torn area. You know, it's like mosquitoes. The life has become extremely worthless, no value. You know, humans are crushing human beings. Whereas in Golden Age, the life was very rich. And very healthy, yes. Did you see the difference of quality of life? Yes, brother. Can I answer you?
Yes,
sure. Yeah, I know what your question is. All the fossils and all these archaeological sites and the bones and the stones and all that which has been proven as millions of years, I agree. Yeah? You see what happens is that I'm not an archaeologist, mind you. I'm just a spiritual person. Yeah, who is it?
Sam.
Where's Sam? Oh, Sam. I think you would be the best person, but anyway. What happens is that when we're in Golden Age, the correct duration, the correct form, the correct everything is there. But after copper, after golden and silver, when we come into Copper Age, remember I mentioned about the continental shift where everything goes upside down. You know? And there are so many chemicals, a lot of things mix up. And if you've noticed, even now, all these different chemicals, you know, the beauticians use and the hair and it reforms and it deforms. You understand the deformation and the reformation? The old become young and your, you know, face changes and your color changes and everything changes. So according to the Brahma Kumaris, I'm not going to take any scientific proof, that maybe Sam could help us, but from the Brahma Kumaris, I'm going to tell you where we get these facts and figures from. But according to the understanding, spiritually, all this upheaval changes the duration. And then, of course, when they try to measure, it shows you this many years, this many years. But really, it's just deformation and reformation. That's it. It's not a fact and figure thing. Yes, that's again the cycle, remember? Oh, no, 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 I'm not going to talk about that. Because it's like a very vague, vague time of, you see, like even a mother, expectant mother, the doctor is helping to give birth to this baby, but you can never, ever pinpoint which day and which moment and which minute the baby is being born. That is extremely a spiritual cause which has its own correct time. But approximate is definitely there. So we cannot say, pinpointed 25 years or 30 years, 40 years. It might be 20 years, it might be 30. It all works on how our task is speeding up in transformation. It's like when you're building a house, your contractor will say, we'll finish by March 2018. And it might be 2019 and 2020. You know what I mean? It is all very interconnected work. It's not an individual. So to transform this world also, it's very interlocked. We are all responsible to transform. Whatever our pace is, that is the pace which will take time to transform. But regular reminder is important. And the Brahma Kumaris are only helping in regular reminder, you know, encouraging people. But there's no pinpoint. I would be very unfair if I say 25 years or 30 years or 40 years, it wouldn't be fair. But our main aim is we don't have much time. We, as an individual. So let me do what I need to do rather than waiting when the world would be changed. Yeah. Now, what happens is that where does this whole concept of knowledge come from? It is no book, no scriptures, no recorded facts, to be very honest. When Brahma Baba, the founder of this organization, got a vision that this is the task you've been chosen for in this era of the world cycle, he also was very, very surprisingly taken it. Because he was so happy the way he was. He had a beautiful business, a lovely family, lovely sets of values. He was very happy. And suddenly, this transformation came into his life. Brahma Baba knew nothing about what was happening to his life. But there was another power working through him. And that is God the Supreme. He chooses his mediums according to time. And Brahma Baba was chosen as his medium for this time. And can you imagine, all this knowledge which we are sharing with you is come on that level. Either is visions or either it's messages, like trans messages. So it is not something from any records. These are the messages which came through trance, and that's how these pictures were made. This is how the facts and figures came through. And so as I told you, that we have faith in our teacher, God the Supreme. So at that point, you only work with faith, honestly, you know, when you forge a relationship. Then you grow, you start meditating, the clarity of your mind comes through, you know, and through your mind and intellect, then you start putting things in the correct manner. And logic comes to you very beautifully. But that logic is so unique that you can't put it in words. It's an experience. If I say sugar is white, you will all say yes, because I can see it. Sugar is crystal, you would say yes, because you can see it. You can feel it. But if I say sugar is sweet, it's my limited experience. How do I define sweetness? The only thing I can encourage you to do is taste it. You taste and you understand what sweetness is all about. That's the only thing I can do. Similarly, world cycle is 5,000 years. I, the soul, go through this cycle. I, the soul, has transformed. All these things is an experience. What I can do best is tell you, this is meditation. This is the technique. You start meditating and go to a stage where you will also experience the way I have experienced. That's the most we can do. So first is faith. Then it's logic, and then it's experience. You see? So that's where all these facts and figures come from. It's a very, very subtle thing. Then maybe with your faith or with science or with, you know, your history, you could connect and compare. You must understand history is not 100% perfect. It's not 100% perfect. Even just 6 days, if I ask you, what time did you land in India? And one of you will say 5 o'clock. And the other one will say, no, I think it was 8 o'clock. You know, history changes. If I ask you, what did you wear when you came here? Then you'll get confused. Well, I don't even remember what I was wearing 6 days. Leave alone history, which is 2,000, 5,000, 3,000 years old. You see? So history is never perfect. But we always feel there is some salt in a sack of flour. Flour is this much. In other words, information is this much. But in that information, tiny little information is absolutely correct. And you could connect it to what we are trying to understand and convince the self. So, I mean, Sam could do it very well when he talks about, you know, the 5,000 years cycle and the duration of all these fossils and all that. He could maybe put it in a very beautiful manner. So the essence is that when I have a little understanding, I just want to quickly do what I need to do. I told you we will meet at 11:15. You just worked it out that in 20 minutes, what can I do? I can go to my room. I can grab something to eat. I can take a cup of coffee. If I can't make it by 11:50, let me bring my coffee here. So you'll set it up, you know. So similarly, I have this diamond age. It's only very short, yeah. What can I do in that to transform? What can I do in that to earn? And you will start working and focus on it. Rather than be time conscious, I want to be more and more soul conscious. You see? Because soul consciousness is going to make me earn. Time consciousness is not going to help me. I just need to focus. Yes, that much consciousness is important. And in that focus, what am I supposed to do? Go into the essence. And that's how drama helps me. To use my every moment, every breath of life in a worthwhile manner. Because in the world, what we do, I want to do this, I'll see if I can do it next year. And I want to do that, but I'll see if I can do it tomorrow. No. Let me use the moment, now only, and achieve. In other words, value every moment of life. And that is what the whole world cycle is all about. Where you feel you're stuck, don't go into a lot of things. Just put a full stop. You know? The shield. And then the moment you're ready again, move that shield and start using your powers. And you will see life becomes so interesting. So interesting. Rather than questioning life, rather than getting surprised every now and then, just accept. Put a full stop. Start afresh. Start another paragraph. And it's a beautiful journey. And that is drama. Now, everything is recorded, predestined. Then you might say, what's the use of making efforts? But remember, efforts is also recorded. So I am supposed to make efforts. You know? But if you make your effort and you make your effort, and then you come to a stage where you don't achieve what you want, that's when you say, it wasn't in my drama, it's okay. Let me stop there and start working on another thing. Rather than getting upset or rather than waiting, And it's such a beautiful thing. In other words, you have made efforts. So it's exactly like a shield. And sometimes you use your weapons and sometimes you use your shield. And it will protect you. It will not make you disheartened, unhappy, upset, discontent. But you will be very happy, looking forward to life, you know, afresh all the time. And life becomes very interesting. And that's what we want to achieve in this day and age. Is that right? I am going to stop there now. But I'm telling you, this too, if you use it hand in hand, karma philosophy and drama. Life is meaningful. There is no blame game. This happened because of that one and this happened because of this one. Everything is I. I am the owner. I take ownership. I take responsibility. And it's lovely. And especially now in Iron Age, we need this. Because there are so many questions in life. Why does this happen to me only and not that one? Why does this not happen to me? So we get all our answers just in these two things. Om Shanti. Any questions? We have 15 minutes for questions. Yes. Please tell me your name also. Sarah, yes. Sorry, can you keep slow? We need to understand. Yes. Yes. You know, Golden Age is Satyuga, the age of honesty. Silver Age is exactly like a tint, so there is no such word, but it's Treta. Treta. T-R-E-T-A. Treta Yuga. And to be very honest, I'm going to give you an example that I would see you and say, Sarah, today you've got a new shirt on. And you'll say, no, Sister Pratibha, it's not new. I bought this 5 years ago. It was lying in my wardrobe. I never used it. It's old, but I'm putting it on first time. Did you see that? So how did you say it was old? Time. Nothing else, just time. You've not used it. It's not a rag. It's not, you know, old. But it's just time lying in your wardrobe. A brand new thing became old to you because it's 5 years with you. So similarly, from Golden Age to Silver Age, there was no negativity there. So how did that percentage go down? It's just time. With time, that little shine went away. And then slowly, we are conscious, oh my God, that's when Iron Mind starts. So that's Treta Yuga. Dwapar. Dwapar is the where the transition starts. The continental shift starts. So human mind starts dividing. And then Kali Yuga, Kali, means it's the impurity, the darkness, starts. And in Hindi, of course, Diamond Age is also known as Sangam. Sangam means confluence. The two ages meet. The Iron Age and the Golden Age, that's Sangam. The two rivers meet is called a Sangam, confluence. Is that right, Sarah? All right, Jay?
So does that go back to the Vedic? Do they talk about that?
Hmm?
In the Vedic,
do
they talk about that?
They do, but not as literally clear as this. They mix it up with rivers and all that. So for example, the Sangamiga, two ages, The Sangam is the soul and the Supreme Soul meeting. The Sangam is us souls, like-minded people meeting one another. You know, that's the confluence. But they have made it very literally. The rivers meeting, the Ganga, the Jamuna, and the Saraswati. And that's the confluence they're talking about. Meeting, yeah. Hmm. They mix it up, yeah. Yes, yes. You have to talk about yourself. I'll talk about myself. We all have to, you know, talk about their own self. Because to go to the confluence, it's through the mind first. Remember? So what does your mind tell you? Where are you? You know? So you have to look at your inner self. I would 100%, even if there's anything more than 100%, I would say I'm in Diamond Age. The confluence age. I speak for myself. Yeah, you are. Yes, and give me your name also.
Vanessa.
Vanessa, yeah. No problem. You see, what happens is that you're in your life, you came to this world, I'm going to go back to karma, yeah? Karma simply means action. So when I, the soul, come into this world through the mother's womb, till I am connected to that womb, I have not started my karma yet. The very first karma is when the baby takes the first breath away from the mother. And the last breath is the last karma. This too, we never chose. We never chose that we want to come and take birth into this world. Destiny brought us. You know? So this too are not in our hands, to take birth and to die. But anything in between is supposed to be in my hands. I have to be the master. But unfortunately, that is also not in our hands in Iron Age. But what happens is that in the world cycle, I have been brought as destiny into the cycle. So there, I can't control. But it's exactly like in that cycle, you choose to be an actor. You chose. Why do you want to be an actor? Hobby? Entertainment? Skilled? Art? So many things are there. Maybe your granny would say that's waste of time. Why don't you go and become a doctor? You know? But for you, more than a doctor, acting is more, you know, interesting. So similarly, individuals choose. So when we came into this world, there was a purpose, absolutely, you know, and that purpose was to clear my karmic accounts, whatever the soul has accumulated in the world cycle. Initially, golden and silver age was just entertainment. After entertainment, I accumulated the karmic accounts. And so it is now the time to come and clear it. Remember I told you this clear and this is the time to earn that extremely elevated time. To enter that you have to pass through the whole Iron Age.
Yes, from our point of view.
Yes, of course.
Is there a...
Yeah, you know that is predestined, remember? So there's no beginning and no end. So it's a very... a natural process where you can't ask why God was born. He never was born. It is an ever-existing energy. So this is also an ever-existing energy, the unlimited drama. Of course, of course.
That's the larger
purpose. Yes, yes. But remember, yeah, but remember, we can't say Brahmins because, yeah, because every branch, yes, yes, but elevated, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so your name, please?
Ella.
Ella, okay.
And to declare for parents.
Oh, yes, that's karma. That's definitely there. But to choose the parents also, you have to take birth. Birth is, death and birth we are talking about. The first breath and the last breath is not a choice. But parents, family, according to our accumulation, we choose. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Exactly. You know, like, I remember one time I was not well. I was in Angola where there is no medical facility, if you know Angola very well. And can you imagine, I was there and I was not well at all. So on one side is my karmic account, but on the other side, my organization was so sweet, you know, just come, take the next flight and just come, you know, and I had the best treatment ever. So can you imagine, on one side I have to give, but on the other side I had accumulated some goodness, that goodness came and stood right in front of me, just suffering alone in a new country where you don't speak a word of that language, no facility, nothing. And on the other side, you just carried so beautifully and put in the correct place. So, a layman would blame God and destiny and luck and fortune that I'm so unlucky. Look, I've become a spiritual teacher and God doesn't even favor me. But God's already favored you. You see? So there are two sides of seeing life. Either you want to blame, or you either you want to appreciate. It is in our hands. Yeah. The footsteps, yeah. The footsteps. Yeah, footprints, yeah. Mm. All right. So, somebody, yeah, Sarah? It's extremist. No, it's extremist. It's individual, it's got nothing to do with BK. Sarah, that is the personal. It's nothing to do with the BKs. No. Maybe the whole philosophy has been used differently. Yeah, so they're using that literally. You can't use something literally. Yeah, you have to be very tactful and use it in a mannerful way. But they use it very literally, yeah. And that's very individual, nothing to do with the organization. Mm. I mean, if I have to do something as a senior, you know, teacher in the organization, of course I know karma in and out. But if I have to do it, I very tactfully do it. Not straightforward saying I don't want to create my new karma. Because in saying that also, you're creating already. You see? You're already creating. You see? So, unfortunately, everybody doesn't understand the depth to that level. But that's also their karma. You know? All right. So, 5 more minutes. Any questions? Any comments? Anything you want to say? Yes. Yes. Jay. You see, this is very sort of my personal feeling, is that regular reminder, because can you imagine the world is in a different direction altogether? Materialism and, you know, grasp things and sound and action. Sometimes we get drowned into that. So we have to be very detached and loving. To be detached and loving, you need to have a like-minded company. So my suggestion is that in your 24 hours, if you can even spare half an hour with the like-minded, you know, spiritual people, then you would face the storm of materialistic things, gross things, all the sound and action thing in a very beautiful manner. You won't get drowned. Even if you go there, you're going to be a little bit beyond. It helps you, yes. And so I personally feel is that in your 24 hours, at least if you spare half an hour or 1 hour for that elevated efforts, that would help you to make your life very rich. Rather than just going back to that rut race, you know, going back home and rushing here and there and, you know, forgetting about all this lovely time and things we had. Keep it alive. This is very important. If maybe not 100%, a small percentage, and then slowly it would grow and grow. Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.